Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast for a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Today, I want to go to the New Testament in the book of Matthew, the first book in the New Testament, chapter 25, and take a shot beginning at verse 31 at the final judgment. The text says, "But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then these righteous ones will reply, 'Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison or visit you?' And the king will say, 'Listen to this, folks. I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me.'" Now listen, the paraphrase that the story goes on and says the king looked to the other side and said, "Sorry, I don't know you." What is the lesson for us today in this cup of encouragement? That when we are used by the Lord and we allow him to use us to be able to minister to people in need, he believes and he blesses as though we literally were helping him buy that tank of gas or be able to get that food for those kids. So I was walking out of Waffle House the other day, and Jenny had had a dinner with a group of friends, and so I'd come home from the office about 7:30, and I stopped by a Waffle House. It's probably not in the best part of town, but honestly, I don't care. I mean, a Waffle House is a Waffle House. So I go in, and I get my eggs and my sausage, you know, and the whole deal. And I notice this dude that's kind of sitting outside on the curb, and honestly, just be brutally honest, I looked and I thought, crud, I know that dude's going to ask me for something I walk by, and honestly, I'm tired, I don't want to fool with it, and I just began praying, "Lord, would you just move him out of the way?" And clearly, the Lord couldn't have cared less about that request, and so I got done, I bought my meal, I walked out, and sure enough, "Hey man, can you help me?" And everything in me wanted to just say, "Man, I got to go." And I hate to admit that. I mean, I'm a pastor, for goodness sake. But I stopped, and I didn't have a whole lot of cash in my wallet, but I had a 5 and a 1, and I reached in, I handed it to him, and he said, "Man, God bless you." And I said, "Well, buddy, listen, what do you need? Do you have a place to stay?" And he said, "Yeah, I got a room right down here." And he said the Norcross Co-op had helped him out, And I said, "Well, man, what about tomorrow? Do you have a job? What do you have to do?" He said, "Man, I don't have anything yet." And honestly, I said, "Well, I'm going to stop and pray with you. And if you're here tomorrow morning, I'll swing by and I'll run you back over to the co-op to get what you need." Well, I came by the next morning and he wasn't there. I asked the lady at Waffle House and she said that she hadn't seen him. But I thought to myself, you know, I believe Jesus would have stopped and prayed with that dude. And shame on me for my original thoughts of, nah. Because honestly, when I did that little bit for the least of these, I did it for my Savior. Today, allow whatever disruption that he places in your life, let it become something that's a blessing to the Lord. And I encourage you with this cup of encouragement today to be a blessing to the least of these, knowing that you are blessing the Lord Jesus, our Savior. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast, and thanks for joining me for this cup of encouragement. I hope you'll hop over and listen to the weekday meditation at weekdaymeditation.com. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.